Welcome to another episode of Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing is off limits. And we keep it real.
Yes. Our first videotaping of some podcasts.
I know.
Things are coming together. We've got some music.
We've come a long way.
We've come a long way.
It's been a year.
Not since podcasting.
That's
true. It's been a year since we started Authentically Moms.
That's true. But podcasting was fairly new.
So we started podcasting in end of September.
Okay.
So yeah. But I think we're doing great.
We are doing good.
We're doing great.
Yeah.
Last week's was really intense. So I think it's kind of a good time to just like have a, you know, kind of go at it. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
Last weekend, this past weekend, right?
No, last week with the anxiety.
What happened last week?
I'm just saying, our podcast about anxiety really deep. This week has been...
It's Wednesday today, right?
Shit show.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, wait, what are we talking about here? Yeah, has been. It hasn't been going right. No. Like, it just feels like it didn't start off well.
My house is finally coming together.
That's a good progress.
But then we had a setback yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
We had some plumbers come to fix a leak.
And where was the leak? It was your washer.
In our restroom.
Wait, in your master?
Yeah. So they had installed a new water heater because our other one messed up. They installed the water heater and literally the first shower chest starts taking.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't drain well. And then the water starts flowing out of the bottom of the toilet.
Oh my God.
And so then we had to wait till another plumber come by to fix that issue. They had to go through the roof. I have no idea why.
Okay.
They broke part of the pipe as they were getting their machine, like the snake machine, down.
Oh my gosh.
Not only that, when he yanked the machine out, the snake, he broke like the piping, like the flashing on our roof.
Oh my gosh.
So now to fix the pipe, they got to go through brick. The side of my house is going to be torn down. So they can find the part of it.
Hold on. I'm a little confused.
I know.
So you got your water heater fixed.
Yes.
Okay. So those guys didn't come. You had to get someone else to come.
I didn't want those guys to come. And apparently it was not the same issue. Like that issue
has nothing to do with.
Which I'm not 100% convinced it's not. But that's just one thing after another.
So how much water was actually like leaking out?
I mean, we turned the water off, so we were able to stop the leak, but now we got to get the pipe fixed.
And they've got to go through... Wait, your pipes don't run through...
Some of them do.
Oh, they do?
The older ones, yeah, they kind of go up through the roof.
Oh, they do? Okay.
I know. And so, like, as they were putting the machine down, like the snake or whatever, it broke a piece of the pipe. So now we got some pipe issues.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Is there anything wrong with your pipes?
No, we, when I texted you that, hopefully your pipes get fixed. You know, you've known our luck with our leaks in our house or hardwood floors and everything. So I think we've had numerous amount of leaks in our kids' bedroom. We came back from vacation. Both of our kids' bedrooms were soaking wet. Just recently we had that leak in the kids' bathroom again, and I had
that's
the flu.
Right, yeah.
And luckily I went out there, Chai was knocking on the door, and it was like 2 inches of water in Aryan's room. Anyhow, that was a little mistake that they didn't tighten it. But we ended up going through PEX. We did PEX piping everywhere.
Okay.
So that way it's not in our foundation. Because we would always have to dig, in the foundation and whatnot.
I don't know. I just want to go back to renting. Can we just get an apartment and
Bob
rent?
Would love that. Bob would love that. Because he's like, that.
I'm so sick of this.
No responsibility.
I love my house, but I just feel like it's like money pit right now. That
one
thing after another. And then this morning after yoga, my refrigerator's leaking. So that's another fucking issue. I cannot make this shit up.
Before we got this house, for the interim, we were in an apartment until our house got renovated. And it was nice. The microwave's not working. The washer's not working.
Just call somebody.
Just call somebody. And they would be there immediately.
Now it takes days, and then they come, and it's another issue, and days, and then they got to order a part, and another days. Like, just, I'm just so, like, we've had, and our house has been, like, great since, you know, we've been there for, like, 11 years. So, yes, mm-hmm. it's about that time where things start breaking, and, you know, you need to start replacing stuff. But I just feel like since the end,
I think it's Amazon drop off.
I just feel like since the end of January, it's been one thing after another. The great thing is you won't have to see me wash clothes. You won't have to fold my panties anymore.
I know. I was just telling my kids something. Hold on. We were somewhere. Oh, yes. It was one of Rhea's friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about something to do with underwear or something. And I was like, well, you want to hear what happened? my friend Jacqueline came the first day to yoga.
Oh, my God, yes.
And she, like, whipped out her towel to put on top of the yoga towel. And her thong, her lace thong, was thrown out at the same time. I was like, oh, my gosh.
It was stuck on there. Oh, my God. I don't know if I've ever moved so fast in my life. And it couldn't have been, like, black, right? It had to be fucking pink.
Yeah. So I was telling you, and they were laughing. I was like, yeah, she had her lace thong.
Yeah, I'm always good for a laugh.
Yeah, you are. Definitely are. Which today, you know, we're starting off just randomly. Wait, we were just talking about okay, hold on. We all went to yoga today.
Yeah.
And our friend Christy came along today. And at one point, like, she told us to do push-ups the second time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, heck no. And I made some noise. And you saw the instructor come and say something. And I see Christy over here just going at it.
She was probably scared that she was going to get called out. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
And then she told us, okay, now you can get on the floor. and I looked at Christy's. Oh, we were doing the shoulder stretches. Yeah. And I looked at Christy's. And she had a confused look on her face. Wait, are we really on the floor now? Yeah. And I was doing my stretch the other way, not facing her. But I was laughing so loud. I don't know if you heard me, but I couldn't stop laughing.
No, I didn't hear you. But I did. When she told us, like, okay, now feel free to move into your splits. And I was like, pfft. And I didn't realize how loud I said that. The girl next to me, like, started laughing and looking at me. I was like, oh, did I say that out loud?
And then Christy was breathing. She was breathing so hard that I felt that through my back.
Oh, she was breathing on your back? Yes. You're like, the only other person who breathes on my back is Bob.
Who?
Bob.
Bob breathes on your back?
No, I was saying that you were thinking that. Oh. That hot yoga got to your head, girl.
This week has not, I don't know. Well, at least we're having laughs. It's better than crying or, like, being angry. Oh, my God.
I'm not about to lie. Like, yesterday, I did shed a few tears.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, okay, we got our counter, our cabinet.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait. It should be painting, like, tomorrow or Friday, then the countertop. I just want to sink, y'all. Oh,
the minor simple problems. Things. Yeah.
Yes. And then we didn't have the washer. It came yesterday. It is so silent.
So you ended up having to buy a new one.
Well, our warranty, replaced it.
Okay. Okay.
But they brought it back yesterday. I mean, they brought the new one yesterday.
Okay.
And so that was, like, the only saving grace of all of yesterday. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to wash your clothes. Like, oh, I do, like, how many loads?
I know. I think you've done, like, 4 for me. But we just had so many. Like, we had no towels. Like, we ran out of, like, pool towels. We had, like, everything. And so that was really refreshing. But I just, you know, guys, when, like, something happens and it just seems like one after the other, there's seasons. There's seasons of things. But mm-hmm. I feel like this season is my house is fucked up season. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's like money pit. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, I love my house. I love, love, love my house, but I'm just, like, over it. Like, I think everyone comes to, like, a point where they can, like, take it and take it and take it.
Yeah.
Yesterday was the point when they were like, oh, we're going to have to go through brick. I was like, I I just could not anymore. And I just can't make it up anymore.
I know.
You know, like, it's just like laughable, but also very like, okay, something is testing me right now.
Yeah. When I got your text message when we were in yoga, I got your text message.
Oh, I know, this morning too.
And I felt so bad. I was like, you know, there was so much traffic.
And what did I say? Like, I feel like crying. I've had a detour twice. And just like, and then I felt like literally after I dropped off Laurel and yoga's like down the street, like a block away. Yeah. I was like, should I even go anymore? I feel very like helpless, very like I could just cry. And I was like, you know what? I need to just go. It'll be good for me. Good for my, had Christy not be been going there, I would have been like, fucking no, but I can't like let her down in her first session.
Absolutely,
right.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I did feel better after that, but it was just like, it just wasn't stopping, you know? And then when you think, oh, tomorrow's a new day. And then it starts like that. You're like, fuck this day already.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck this day already. You're almost kind of like
afraid to wake up. You're like, oh, what's going to happen next?
I know. Oh, it's always something.
It is.
It's, you know, sometimes you just need like a bitch sesh. There's
no
topic.
For no reason. Like, you don't even know what you're upset about. Just, you just need to just talk whatever. Yeah. Just say whatever you need to.
Like, there's no topic for this one. This one is just like, what bugs you?
You know what does bug me?
What's up?
And this is gonna like, okay.
Tell me.
Do you ever get mad at school drop-offs?
Oh, yeah. What's up? What in particular?
Okay.
Because I know like, you have a story.
I'm not early.
Oh, I'm not
drop
either.
Off. Okay. But we're not like super late either.
You're not the last ones.
Maybe sometimes, but not most of the time we're not. I always see like if I beat one person,
that's
then I know
win.
That I'm,
that's
yeah,
a
I'm a win.
Win.
So anyhow, going through the circle drive way, like Aryan doesn't want to be going across the street. He wants to be dropped off. There's always this one particular car that has to stop like 10 cars behind him. And I go, and
isn't there someone regulating that?
By this time, they're all running in because the bell has rang.
Okay.
And like everyone's turning. So like you park the car and you walk out and you drop your kid off. And
you
come
cannot
back
do that in the circle
and
drive.
I have so many times kind of like got out of that lane.
Yeah.
And like moved over, trying to be like, hey, get the hint.
Yeah.
This has happened almost every single day, like this week and last week. And I'm just like, at one point I was like about to honk, but I just stopped because everybody knows.
Do you
everybody.
Know them?
I don't know them. He's come out of the car. So well, everyone else is going to see me. So I'm like, okay. But that's my pet peeve. Like everyone's in a rush in the morning.
Yes.
And
oh
I know
gosh.
This person is not in a rush because he's definitely taking his slow time, this dad or whatever. But I feel like you need to consider everybody else out there too. Like keep it flowing. If you want to get out of the car and walk your kid up to the door, you park and you get out and do that. You don't do that in the driveway.
But men, honestly,
they don't get it.
They don't lack a lot of awareness like we do. I mean, they don't have all the awareness that women do.
I lose it.
He probably has no clue that he's blocking anybody or maybe you need a honk at him so that you let him know. Maybe he has no clue. I would not put it past him.
I'm just going to get there about 2 minutes earlier, so I don't have to do it.
You are not. That's 10 minutes of sleep.
It's like five more weeks of school, right? 5 more weeks of school.
Oh, don't.
Oh, I know.
Please.
I know.
I get anxiety about that stuff.
I know you do. I remember last year.
Yeah.
But your kids are in school, aren't they? Like, they'll be in school, though, right? In the summer? Breslin and Laurel?
No. Mm-mm. Oh, Breslin has camp. I mean, they have camps and stuff like that. It's just, and I don't even try to put pressure on myself. I am not one of those who, like, has to have every waking moment of my kids schedule, like, booked with play dates or camp or activities.
Oh, my gosh. People started talking this about 3 months ago, and I go, wait. And I understand. See, I always, when I worked, I always had my mom, so it was easy.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up.
Oh, I didn't either.
Going into camps.
Girl, you know what my camp was?
Staying at home, eating some cereal. I had like two or
hey,
three
well,
bowls.
I got an upgrade. I got those like Tostino's pizzas. I'd eat half like around when I woke up at like 10. I'd eat the other half before my mom came home. You know, those were like $5 for $1. Five for $5.
Oh my gosh.
And then my mom would write a note, be like, this motherfucking house better be motherfucking clean when I get home or I'm gonna whoop your ass. And that's all she cared about. I never went anywhere. We never went. I mean, obviously we didn't have money for camps and all that stuff. I think one summer I remember going to YMCA camp, but that was like a day camp, like a few hours of the day or something like that. But, no girl, we never went to camp. Like that was not even brought up in my friend circle.
But like, I think my grandmother lived with us and my mom didn't work in the summers, right?
Okay.
So I think it made it where we'd always be doing something with them. Do you see what I'm saying? Housework, cooking, doing something. We'd be busy.
Yeah.
Or watching TV. I know I watched a lot of Days of Our Lives, soap opera. Like, I shouldn't have been able to at that young age, but I did watch some of it with my parents. So there it was at 1 o'clock.
Like
it was
a lot of options.
A lot of options. But like now everyone starts ahead of time and their schedule is booked. And one of my friends just told me, so her daughter just went into kindergarten and she was at the Montessori school before that in the summertime also. So now she's like, I've got two kids that I've got to figure out to do summer camp, right? And she's like, she calculated it for the whole summer. It's like somewhere like $7,000.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I go, wait, you can go take an international trip, but then I have to understand people are working out there and they can't take that many days off too. You know, like, but still, I rather like take a few, you know, whatever days off and like do a nice trip than spend like $2,000 on a camp. But I don't know.
$2,000 is cheap for a camp too. Oh, listen, we send Donovan to sleepaway camp because we're in a position where we can do it.
Yes.
And I know not a lot of people are. He has been enjoying it and I love that he can do it. I'm not saying that you need to do it for your kid because I don't think kids need to, they should be bored. They should be doing nothing.
They need to learn how to like do things in the house. Yeah. I feel like my kids, they need to be structured. They're not like, I try to do as much as I can for them during the school year, but I'm going to have a whole schedule down for them. I always say that every year and it doesn't turn out that way.
Because they don't even listen. Think like, because they're so scheduled during the week for school, whether like get up, go to school, do this, go to practice, whatever. Like, I want like wildlings around my house. Like, just do whatever. Like, pool counts as a shower that day, you know? Like, my kids in the summer, it's like, I even lose track of like when I last bathed them, you know what I mean? Because we're like doing so much stuff or in the pool.
Just fun stuff. Fun just things.
I just feel like they should be
easygoing and not on schedule. Like, I think Rhea, she's kind of like mentally tired already. She's like, Mom, by the time I get home, like school is always like work, 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 work. And then coming home, it's like, I want to kind of relax, but then I have this practice and then it's dinner time, then shower time, and then it's bedtime. Like, there's no downtime for her. And then weekends are just go by so fast at the same time. So like now I'm kind of like feeling her. So I told her, I was like, this summer, you just kind of let me know what camps you do want to do, like dance or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're going to take it easy. You got to listen. You've got to listen. Yeah. That's all I ask is like, make sure you just like make your bed and brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, like the simple things, like good habits. But yeah.
I think my goal is to just like teach the kids more chores, like actually take the time to teach them to like unload the dishwasher, fold the clothes, because my thing is I just don't have the time to teach them how to do that stuff. And so like
YouTube,
Donovan would fold his clothes or don't, you know, and I'm just like, I'll just do it. But now I just want to teach them because, you know, it does take time to do that. But then at the end of it, you don't have to do it anymore. So it takes time off from you.
So I've got my kids, both of my kids wash their clothes. They separate their black and whites, the darks and whites. And then they put it in the washer. Rhea will wash all her clothes, fold it and put it up.
Oh, that's so good.
But I still feel like I have so much laundry. But it's so weird. But anyways, and then I'm teaching. Aryan puts his clothes and moves it around. I've got him doing it, you know, flipping them inside out or outside.
Oh, God,
or whatever.
That's the longest time.
I have him do that. Even if it takes an hour, he has to do that.
That's how I'm saying.
But then I will fold it because I like to fold it in a certain way and put it in there. And he goes and puts it up. But we've been doing that. So maybe we can kind of like collaborate on that and kind of figure out a schedule, like buy something where you can like, you know, a check mark off. Like, can you imagine like breakfast and lunch would be so. And I'm going to have them. A new thing is I'm super excited. I'm going to have them cook dinner once a week.
That's so great.
They're going to figure it out.
See, Rhea is old enough to do that and also guide Aryan to do it. So you don't have to do it.
So I don't have to do it. I'm so tired of
it. I want one of my goals. It's not going to happen this summer. Maybe it'll be a while because I started over with Laurel. But I want to be a mom at our neighborhood pool who just lays on a fucking lounge chair with a book and never has to look at the pool. Doesn't need to ask her kids to take snacks. Doesn't need to fucking put sunblock on their kids 5 times. I want to be that mom.
It'll happen soon. Just it'll happen soon. And then you'll be like, oh, dang it. Like, I should have listened.
I want those. I want to be able to be that mom.
You do. But I'll tell you, Jacqueline, like, I do miss those moments. I do. I do. Yeah, okay. I miss Rhea. Yes. Well, then
you can watch Laurel.
I've been watching her since day one.
That bitch is crazy now.
Oh, I know she's.
But, you know, I want to be one of those moms, you know, just, you know, hands off for a little
bit. Yes. I always wish that too. But now I'm just like, Rhea's growing up and like, she's, yeah. Anyways, our arguments are about how she doesn't have any clothes anymore.
Oh my gosh. That's I remember those days.
Do you remember that?
I remember those days. Oh gosh. But here's the thing though. Like back in the day, we would have to dress up for school. Like we wore, like bell bottoms or like slacks, dresses. We actually wore shoes with heels.
Block heels. I remember block heels.
We would do our hair. We would do all that stuff. Now, what clothes do you need? You can get up in your pajamas and go to school.
Absolutely.
All you need are t-shirts. T-shirts. And short-ass shorts. And you're good.
You're good.
You're good.
It's just very loungewear.
I saw, you know, we see all these middle school and high school people walking home in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I swear, one of them had like house shoes,
yep,
flannel pajama pants on, and a white t-shirt.
Absolutely.
I don't get how they don't have clothes these days.
The dress code is you can do whatever, wear whatever, as long as you don't show any midriff. That's it. You can show your booty. You can show anything, but you just can't. No crop tops. That's what they're saying. No crop tops. I was like, okay.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess they're tired of arguing with these kids.
You
know, just... It's backfiring. But anyhow, our argument is like clothes. And I miss the time where I used to be able to like put on some cute clothes on Rhea. Now it's like, okay, let me know what you're going to wear a day before.
Yeah.
So we know it's approved.
Yes.
And whatnot. I mean, she dresses well, but just, you know, sometimes.
I was just thinking about this morning because I was having to get Laurel dressed. Uh-huh. And I'm really bad at like cleaning toddler shoes. Like, I'm really bad at like wiping her shoes down. Uh-huh. And so they're like dirty, right? Uh-huh. And I was just like, I'm so glad no one gives a fuck in our class and she don't give a fuck because I'm putting these like white Adidas shoes on her and like I could wipe them down, but I'm also like, I don't have time to wipe them down. And that's the last thing I think about.
Just give her a wipe and see what she'll do.
When she comes home is wipe the shoes, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I'm so glad. And then I was thinking, oh, man, I don't want those days to come where, like, she actually cares about what she's wearing. And we get in arguments about.
Oh, yes.
What? Because I know how they go because I have been there. We've all been there. We were once that, too.
Yeah.
And my mom would be like, well, then I don't give a fuck what you wear. Just fucking stay home. I don't care. Like, I'm going to leave you. Yeah. You know, like.
I think
it's going to come.
It's going to come. And then you're going to be like, oh, I just wish those were the moments. You're going to be like,
boys don't really care. Boys go longer, I think, until they start caring. Right. And then they get to a point where they just want like the athletic shirts and athletic shorts.
I think Aryan is at that point because he's only into like athletic shorts and athletic shirts.
Yeah.
But he does still care about what he wears to school. And I think he's catching that on. Like, he's really stylish. Like,
yeah,
he goes and chooses his clothes. But sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's cold outside. It's, like, 30 degrees, and you're going to wear a t-shirt and shorts.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know what? I stopped that. I don't really care. And I'm like, you know what? If you get sick, then you're still going to school. Because it just, it's just.
I know. Bob tells me and I'm like, that's my.
Especially with boys. They just don't. I know. You got to let that shit go, girl. Listen, you can only be type A when it comes to you. And even when it comes to you, you got to know that it's not always going to be how you planned. But you can't force your kid to be that.
I think it represents your parents too. Like, no, sometimes.
You can't. Listen, listen. Let them do them. Because all you're going to do is stress yourself out.
I know.
Everybody knows. Everybody who is a parent of a child knows that the child
has a mind of their own.
And they know that no good parents, like, hey, it's 30 degrees outside. I don't want you wearing a fucking jacket. Said no parent ever. They know that. And so when they see a kid with no jacket, they know the parents been trying all morning to get their kid to wear a fucking jacket, and they don't. And they can only do so much.
They know that the kids that don't listen to their parents versus the ones that do listen to their
parents. But you know why? But everyone has that. So, like, first, no, I get it, you don't judge. Who cares about what the fuck everybody thinks? You know?
I stopped. But I was more concerned about, I got to stay home and take him to the doctor.
No.
Oh, yes. He's going to get sick and he's going to mess up our weekend plans and whatnot. So, you know, there's a lot. It's a trickle down. Like, we don't want to all get sick. But anyhow,
but
yes.
Then, you know what? Just take it.
I'm not stressing over that.
You can't think like 30 steps ahead, because that's when you get anxious. You get anxiety. You just got to let it go, girl.
Let it go.
Yes.
That's what this yoga class helps me really quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's helping you, but it's helping me.
Well, it's going to take more than just a hot yoga class to rub off everything that I had. I just feel like I'm having bad juju right now.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what it is. Just everything is happening right now.
This too shall pass.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's your tattoo, isn't it?
I know. And I have to remind myself, but also I'm just like, I may need a little help.
That's okay. You had your bottle of wine yesterday.
I had some wine.
I texted you and I said, did you share?
Sometimes you got to take a Xanax on the days that are especially, like, you know. I mean, because it gets to everyone. I mean, we can all say, like, we've had it, we've done it and stuff like that. But, you know, it still affects you. It's going to be something that is all your life you're going to have.
Absolutely. And it, to me, like, I feel like in this time right now, I think, like, there's no time to slow down either. There's, like, if something goes wrong, you're like, oh crap, there's not a room for this to, like, happen, you know? Yeah. Like, it's adds on to everything else, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's where I've gotten really good. And I don't know about you, but I've gotten really good, because you're always on.
Yeah,
when you have a moment, there's always something that has to be done. There's always a load of dishes, yeah, a load of laundry, fucking wipe the windows and the outside of the house, like, whatever, right? You're always going to have a list to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can, like, when you have no kids at home and you have, like, 1 or 2 hours just fucking do nothing, and if you just want to do nothing and watch a show or whatever, or read or whatever the fuck it is, allow yourself to do it. Mm-hmm. And I've been really good at just being like, hey, let me take advantage
mm-hmm.
of this moment I have,
because
you may not have another one for like 3 fucking days. Okay,
that's true.
Or even longer. I'm just saying, like, let the guilt go, because there is always, always, always something that you could do.
Yeah.
But for you, for your mental, for your emotional, for me, I could use something like that right now, and I've not had a moment to be able to do all of that. Because even last night, Donovan was like, hey mom, he's so sweet. He was like trying to give me a back massage. Mm-hmm. He was like, mom, just, I have the girls, just lay down and whatever. And I kept getting up, but he was like, mom, just lay down. Just, you've had a hard day, because I mean, it was a hard day, and he could tell, and I don't take it out on them. I'm really, sometimes I can't, but I was really, really aware of my deliveries yesterday and everything, because I was the one having the issue. They didn't cause any issues.
Right.
So he was like, just lay down. And I said, baby, trust me, I love what you're doing and I would love to, but we have not had a washer for like fucking 3 weeks. So I've had it, you know, even then I had to like catch up on so many things to do, you know, but, and then this morning was just like not good. So the next time I have that ability, I'm going to be damn sure that I'm going to take advantage of it because I need it. You need it. And even if you don't think you need it, you fucking need it. Yeah. Just need it. No,
for sure. Yes.
So yeah, maybe you'll catch me.
I'll just be watching some crazy shows that you tell me about.
What did Jennifer do? Have you seen, I don't know if any of you guys seen it, The Baby Reindeer?
Yes, I just, okay, so.
That shit is crazy.
I haven't finished the whole thing. I think I may have, but like, I was at the dentist yesterday for like 3 hours and they put it on for me while I was getting some work done. And so, no, I asked for it. I was like, oh, have y'all watched it?
Blah, oh, girl, blah. You're going to cause them fucking trauma.
And then it started getting a little serious. But then, you know, I'm claustrophobic, so I can't listen and have my glasses on.
Okay.
So I had to take everything off. But, like, I was, like, kind of, like, reading what was going on. Yeah, yeah. So whatever. But, yeah, that show is crazy.
And, okay, so.
That guy gets on my nerves a little bit, though.
Yeah, so I was telling you it's a true story.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did I also tell you that the guy who's acting in there, that's actually him. He is the one who went through all of that. He plays himself.
What?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
But he's an actor.
I don't know if he's an actor or like a playwright or whatever. Like he, Chaz read about it. It's him.
But it's he not went the lady, all though. The
No, I don't think so. Well, no. But obviously yes. No. Can you imagine, like, that's something, right? Like, talking about trauma, talking about opening it up, and I'm sure at some point this helps him process, but also like he goes back to all those scenarios that caused him all this trauma.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And in this similar, I mean, I know it's all like stage and it's acting and stuff, but like
there must have been some trigger points in there.
I mean, I can't imagine him not having to go through therapy while he was making
I think I do know the scene that you said Chaz was disturbed.
Well, a whole episode was full of like things like that.
Yeah, I saw the warning for that one. So I was like, oh.
Did you finish it?
I finished that episode.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. That one was
crazy in the head.
But did you have the sound on? I know you were like listening in the dentist.
No, that one I watched at home. Okay. I would not watch that at the dentist.
That's where I was like, girl, I'm surprised you put on in the dentist.
Not that scene. Me and Bob got into it. He's like, why are you watching something like this? This is like disturbing. I go, you didn't watch from the beginning. You just watched that scene, but you got to watch the whole, you know. But anyways, he gets into it anyways. You know,
they always say that shit. They're like, oh, why are you watching that? And then next time, like,
oh, what's going on with that show? What's happened? Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, no, I'll finish it. I'll actually listen to all the stuff. Okay.
So last night, so we finished that. That's
so my whole point is like you're always telling me all these true crimes, which I love.
Yeah.
But then I'm watching. I was like super tense whenever.
It is. It is a lot. It's a lot. We had to watch something else after that. Something like funny, like Key and Peele or something like that. But I started. I love documentaries. I love all
too.
That shit.
I do too.
On HBO, they have the Army Hammer one.
I haven't heard of it.
Do you know about him?
No.
How he's like basically a masochist and like. He had like fucking sex slaves and all this bullshit.
Okay, I gotta write this down. Yeah. On what?
On HBO. I started watching that because Chaz went to bed and I said, oh, I'm still like cooling off from the whole day. So
Army what?
Just look up Army Hammer.
Okay.
He's an actor, but like.
Okay.
What's interesting is that his family, like his grandfather and his like uncle were like that too. So maybe, you know, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it may run in the family. There's something maybe genetic or maybe you just exposed to it. And since you're exposed to that, it kind of like changes your mind to kind of follow the same patterns.
So what did he do?
He's like a masochist, but like there were text messages that he sent girls like, hey, I want you so bad that I want to tie you up and like you prove how submissive you are by sleeping with anyone I tell you, or like I want to eat your heart.
Ew,
I want to take a piece of your like skin. I want you to like cook it and feed it to me.
Oh my, okay,
yeah. So
no,
that's the thing that I
like mentally wrong with that guy, but okay,
that was what I needed to just
relax. That's how you can relax.
Relax and then go to sleep.
See, I'm not relaxed when I watch those shows. I'm like super tense. I'm like, sometimes it's scary for me. I like close my eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, you can't watch this
part. You're such a wimp.
Oh, but I did watch. Did we talk about this last time? What did Jennifer do?
Yeah.
So yeah, I finished that.
And then you're like, damn, man. So after that, I was like, fuck. That's your child. Like, you gave birth to that child.
So I started looking up the father. He tries to sell the house and no one's wanting to buy the house.
Like, you can't sell that house.
Yeah. So I start like looking up what really happened to them.
Yeah. But like, don't you think that's real fucked up when kids kill their parents?
Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously you never know, but like, if you never had this child, you'd still be alive. I mean, you can't think like that, but it's like, so,
but I mean, imagine
up.
What the father's going through. I mean, he's alive. The mom is not. But the fact that the father's like my own daughter. But he said, he goes, hopefully my daughter, you know, I think she died the same day as my wife died.
Oh, yeah.
For him. And then he's like, you know, hopefully she finds some goodness and learns or whatever. But like the fact that he's living, I mean, I don't know how good of a life he's living. If he's like, you know, like he has probably has some sort of trauma from all that.
Oh, yeah. It's a bunch of grief. Grief. Grief.
So I could not imagine.
I know. Like, I mean, you and I, we've lived through like unimaginable, like debilitating anxiety and depression for sure. And grief, right? And like, I'm not saying some things are worse than, I mean, obviously some things are worse than the other, but like that and like processing that, gosh, I can imagine just like at the level and the length of he's still doing that, you know?
No, I cannot imagine. I can't. Yeah, I cannot even imagine. You know how sometimes they say the strength just comes at that time?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't imagine, so I don't even know. But girl. But yeah, your little relaxing is all these crazy true crimes.
Yeah, and some and wine. Like,
and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to put on some. I told you I started Modern Family. Like, I'll put on Modern Family after that. Just
y'all,
to like.
This girl's so late. So late to the Modern Family.
Did you finish all of it?
Yeah.
It's like 25 seasons or something.
I know. I think I was giving birth. I think that's what we had going on the DVD player when I was having Donovan. I'm not lying to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And Donovan's at 11. 12. We're going to be 12.
Yeah, I know I'm late. I was watching Nip Tuck and all these other shows. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't ever get into it, but I like it.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we had a bitch fest. Sometimes you just need to get with a girlfriend and just talk about all the shit. Just the things that are like just bumming you out, that you're over. I feel much better.
I'm glad you do.
I feel much better.
I do too. It's just relaxing.
I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Well, follow us on our Instagram.
Rate us.
Click on some stars. Write us a review if you'd love to, but we would love some stars. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.